Hi, lovelies. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the Enneagram, which is a topic that I can talk for hours and hours about. It's not something that I'm any kind of authority on. I don't have any, I don't know, qualifications. I don't even know if you can have qualifications, but it is something which I'm really interested in. I find really helpful in navigating relationships, whether with strangers, co-workers, family members, friends, partners, anybody. And it's just like a set of tools that I find helpful for me. If you haven't heard about what the Enneagram is, I'm going to be putting some links into the text for you. And also some resources that I really enjoy and that got me into the Enneagram. But basically, the Enneagram is a personality typing system. You may have come across the Myers-Briggs typing system or others. For me, the Enneagram is more helpful because it feels more nuanced. So it's based around intentions and the reasons behind our actions rather than what our actions are. Whereas I've found in the past that a lot of other personality typing systems or lists tend to be about what we do. And if you do this thing, you are this type of person. Whereas the Enneagram tends to be more focused on why you do things and the thought processes behind them. So I'm going to pop some resources in. If you really want to get into the Enneagram, or you want to find out what number or type you think you're going to be, my first point, which I feel very strongly about, but obviously you do whatever you want to do, my first suggestion is not to do an online test. I say this because for me and my closest friends, over half of us feel like the tests don't give us the results that we feel fit with us. That might sound a little cryptic, but I'm not trying to be. So the Enneagram is split into 9 basic types, and they're numbered 1 to 9. Those are the sort of general main personality types. And within those, there are things called instincts, which are often called instinctual stackings, and subtypes. There are lots of different words for them. And people will tend to have what we call a wing, whereby if you're a number, if your basic type is a number 2, you are likely to have either a 1 wing or a 3 wing. It essentially just says whether, you know, if the number was like a spectrum, which end of that spectrum you fall on or whereabouts in that you fall to. One of the other things about the Enneagram is that it assumes that we all have all 9 numbers within us. We all have all of the things. And the more healthy and the more sort of self-aware and self-actualized we tend to be, the more we're likely to relate to the other numbers rather than our sort of basic type. So for me, I'm going to suggest a sort of course of action as to what things are good to read, to listen to get you into it, so that things hopefully make a little sense, because there's an awful lot of information about that, about the Enneagram out there. There's an awful lot of podcasts and websites and blogs and books and all sorts. And I'm definitely going to be linking some of those. So the first thing that I always suggest for people if they want to find out what their Enneagram number is to read or listen to this big, long set of statements. I'm going to read out a list of statements for each type. and a really good way to give you an sort of initial idea as to which number or which type you are is which set of statements feels fits you best. Now, there will absolutely be statements from every number that fits, and not every statement in every number will fit either, because the whole idea of this is it's a guide, and it's whichever set seems to feel fits you best. For most people that I know, that tends to be evident because it's the one that hurts most or the one that sounds worst in a way. So for me, it's the things that I dislike about myself that resonate strongest, rather than the things that I think, oh yeah, I do that. Just as an idea. So I'm going to read out these statements, and then I'm probably going to go and get a cup of tea, and I might come back and talk a bit more about it. Type 1, often called the perfectionist. People have told me I can be overly critical and judgmental. I beat myself up when I make mistakes. I don't feel comfortable when I try to relax. There's too much to be done. I don't like it when people ignore or break the rules, like when the person in the fast lane at the grocery store has more items than they're supposed to have. Details are really important to me. I often find that I'm comparing myself to others. If I say I'll do it, I'll do it. It's hard for me to let go of resentment. I think it's my responsibility to leave the world better than I found it. I have a lot of self-discipline. I try to be careful and thoughtful about how I spend money. It seems to me that things are, generally speaking, either right or wrong. I spend a lot of time thinking about how I could be a better person. Forgiveness is hard for me. I notice immediately when things are wrong or out of place. I worry a lot. I'm really disappointed when other people don't do their part. I like routine. I don't readily embrace change. I do my best when I'm working on a project, and I wish others would do the same so that I wouldn't have to redo their work. I often feel like I try much harder than others to do things correctly. That was type 1. Type 2 is often called the helper. When it comes to taking care of others, I don't really know how or when to say no. I'm a great listener, and I remember the stories that make up people's lives. I'm always anxious to overcome any misunderstandings in a relationship. I feel quite drawn to influential or powerful people. People sometimes call me psychic because I usually know what other people need or want. Even people I don't know very well share really deep stuff about their lives with me. It seems like people who love me should already know what I need. I have a need to be acknowledged and appreciated for my contributions. I'm much more comfortable giving than receiving. I like my home to feel like a safe and welcoming place for family and others. I care a great deal about what people think of me. I want other people to think I love everyone, even though I don't. I like it when the people who love me do something unexpected for me. Lots of people ask me for help, and that makes me feel valuable. When people ask me what I need, I often have no idea how to answer. When I'm tired, I often feel like people take me for granted. People say that my emotions can feel over the top. I feel quite angry and conflicted when my needs conflict with others. Sometimes it's hard for me to watch movies because I can find it almost unbearable to see other people suffer. I worry a lot about being forgiven when I make mistakes. That was for number 2. This is for type 3, the performer. It's important for me to come across as a winner. I love walking in a room and knowing that I'm making a great first impression. I could probably persuade Bill Gates to buy a Mac. The keys to my happiness are efficiency, productivity, and being acknowledged as the best. I don't like it when people slow me down. I know how to airbrush failure so that it looks like success. I'd far rather lead than follow any day. I'm competitive to a fault. I can find a way to win over and connect with just about anyone. I'm a world champion multitasker. I keep a close watch as to how people are responding to me in the moment. It's hard for me not to take work along on holiday. It can be quite difficult for me to name or really access my feelings. I'm not really one to talk too much about my personal life. Sometimes I feel a bit like a fake. I love setting and accomplishing measurable goals. I like other people to know about my accomplishments. I like to be seen in the company of successful people. I don't mind cutting corners if it gets the job done more efficiently. People sometimes say that I don't know how or when to stop working. That's type three. Type four, the romantic. I like things that are unconventional, dramatic, and refined. I'm definitely not a fan of the ordinary. I never really felt like I belonged. I have so many feelings in a day, it's hard to know which ones to pay attention to first. Some people think I'm aloof, but really I'm kind of just unique. In social situations, I tend to hang back and wait for others to approach me. Melancholy is comfortable for me, so it's really annoying when people try and cheer me up. I'm not like everyone else, thank goodness. I'm very sensitive to criticism, and it can take me a long time to get over it. I spend an awful lot of time trying to explain myself. When people tell me what to do, I'm very often tempted to do the exact opposite. Sometimes I just disappear and go radio silent for a few days or weeks. I'm really okay with sad songs, sad stories, and sad movies. Overly happy people kind of give me a headache. I feel that there's something essentially lacking in me. It's really hard for me to settle into a relationship because I'm always looking for my ideal soulmate. I'm very self-conscious, and it's hard for me to find my place in a room full of people. People say that I'm too intense and that my feelings overwhelm them. I'm highly creative. I can come up with one amazing creative idea after another. The bit that's hard is executing them. Lots of people misunderstand me and where I'm coming from, and I can find that quite frustrating. I can pull people in really easily, but then I get nervous and I push them away. I worry a lot about abandonment. That's type four. Type five, the investigator. I can take care of myself, and I think others could do the same. I don't always say things out loud, but in my head I'm pretty sarcastic and cynical. I often feel awkward around other people. I'm okay if people ask me a few specific questions about myself, but I don't like it when people want too much information. I need time alone. If I want people to know how I feel, I'll tell them. I generally prefer that they wouldn't ask. I think thoughts are more reliable than feelings. I need a couple of days to process an experience or to know how I really feel about something. People are wasteful. I hold on to what I have. Often I find I would rather observe than participate. I trust myself. That's because I think about things for a while before I make my own decisions. I can't really understand why people get together to just hang out. I'm a listener. I have to be very careful with my time and energy. I get tired when I have to be around people for too long. I often felt invisible as a child, and sometimes as an adult I choose to be invisible. Sometimes I think I should be more generous, but it's hard for me. In groups, being uninformed makes me very uncomfortable. I don't really like big social gatherings. I'd rather be with a few people. material possessions don't really make me happy. That's five. Type six, often called the loyalist. I'm always imagining and planning for the worst. I often don't trust people who are in authority. People say that I'm loyal, understanding, funny, and compassionate. Most of my friends don't have as much anxiety as I do. I act quickly in a crisis, but when things settle down, I fall apart. When my partner and I are doing really well in a relationship, I start to wonder what's going to happen to spoil it. Being certain that I've made the right decision is almost impossible. I'm aware that fear has dictated a lot of choices in my life. I don't like to find myself in unpredictable situations. I find it hard to stop thinking about the things that I'm worried about. I'm generally not comfortable with extremes. I usually have so much to do, it's hard for me to finish tasks. I'm most comfortable when I'm around people who are pretty much like me. Sometimes people tell me that I'm really pessimistic. I'm slow to start, and once I do get started, I find myself continuing to think about what could go wrong. I don't trust people who give me too many compliments. It helps me to have things in some kind of order. I like to be told I'm good at my job, but I get very nervous when my boss wants to add to my responsibilities. I have to know people for quite a long time before I can really trust them. I'm quite skeptical of things that are new and unknown. Type 7, the enthusiast. I'm always the first person up for a last-minute adventure. I'm an optimist to a fault. I don't like making hard and fast commitments to things. I suffer from the fear of missing out. Anticipation is the best part of life. People close to me say that I can be argumentative and sometimes act superior. Variety and spontaneity are the spice of life. Sometimes I get so eager for the future I can hardly wait for it to get here. It can be hard for me to finish things. When I get close to the end of a project, I start thinking about the next thing and I get so excited I sometimes just move on. I usually avoid heavy conversations and confrontations. When people I care about are having a hard time, I help them look at the bright side of the situation. Other people think I'm really sure of myself, but I have lots of self-doubt. I have quite a lot of people I'd call friends. When things get too serious for too long, I usually find a way to get people to lighten up. Sometimes I tell jokes or funny stories. I don't like endings, so I usually wait for people to break up with me. I quickly get bored with the same routine, and I like to try new things. Almost everything can be more fun and entertaining with a little effort. I think people worry a lot more than they need to. Life is better than people imagine. It's just all about how you explain things to yourself. I don't like it when people have expectations of me. Type 8. The challenger. I've been told that I'm too blunt and aggressive, but I don't think that I am. Doing things halfway is not my spiritual gift. I enjoy a good verbal skirmish just to see what others are made of. In relationships that matter to me, I insist on being honest about conflicts and staying in the fight until things are worked out. It can be hard for me to trust people. Justice is worth fighting for. I can sometimes tell other people's weaknesses the first time I meet them. Saying no isn't a problem for me. I welcome opposition. Bring it on. I make decisions fast and from the gut. I don't like it when people beat around the bush. I'm wary of people who are super nice. When I walk into a room, I can tell immediately who has the most power. I don't have a huge amount of respect for people who won't stand up for themselves. One of my mottos is that a good offense is better than a good defense. Don't mess with the people I love. I know that I'm respected, but sometimes I want to be loved more. I have no problem confronting a bully. If God wanted people to wear their hearts on their sleeves, he would have put it there. Under my tough exterior is a tender, loving heart. And type 9, the peacemaker. I'll do almost anything to avoid conflict. I'm not a self-starter. Sometimes I get lost in doing trivial tasks, or things that really need to get done get put off. I'm happy to go along with what others want to do. I tend to procrastinate. People seem to want me to become more decisive. When I get distracted and go off task, I give my attention to whatever is happening right in front of me. I often choose the path of least resistance. I find routines at work and home comforting, and I can get unsettled when something throws them off. Others see me as much more peaceful than I really am. I have a hard time getting started, but once I do, I really get things done. I'm a what you see is what you get kind of person. I don't think of myself as being particularly important. People think I'm a really good listener, even though I actually find it quite hard to pay attention in a long conversation. I don't like to take work home with me. Sometimes I tune out and think about the past. I don't enjoy big social gatherings as much as I would enjoy a quiet evening alone with just the ones I love. Being outdoors is really soothing for me. I'm often quietly stubborn when people put demands on me. I would feel really selfish spending a whole day doing just what I wanted to do. Okay, those are the statements for each type. I'm probably going to leave this one here, and then I will make another one, another point soon, maybe talking a little bit more about the types themselves, how they sort of appear to me, how I find that I relate to them, and just talking in a bit more depth about them. I'll also put timestamps in the post for each of these numbers so that you can go back and listen to the statements again for each number. And perhaps in another one I'll say more about my Enneagram type and how that manifests within me. Cool. Thanks for listening. Bye.